This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining us right now, it's great to have him back on the show. Got the pulse of Los Angeles entertainment and sports world from Entertainment Tonight. Kevin Frazier with us on our SDCCU fan hotline. Kevin, it is great to have you back on Ben and Woods on a stunningly memorable day in Los Angeles yesterday.
One of the saddest days ever. I mean, to be honest with you, a gut-wrenching, sad day. This morning when I was driving to work, my buddy Michael Eves, he texts me, and he's like, Kobe is dead? Because it's one of those things that you can't still reconcile.
Yeah,
it's that mind blowing. It really is.
Well, and you were there yesterday. Just kind of walk us through. You can see the clips. You watch it on TV or whatever. But being there, just how was it, Kevin?
Well, two things. One, as a Lakers season ticket holder for the entire run of Kobe, and going to that stadium, it was always such a raucous place. Like, the Staples Center always rocked, and you knew that it was going to be a night. He was going to give you 100%. And yesterday, it was so quiet and orderly, and people walked in, and they were very, very quiet and somber. And that was the first thing that kind of blew me away, is how orderly people walked into the building, how quiet they were. And then I'll tell you this, when Vanessa Bryant and her girls walked into the arena, and everyone stood up, and the cheer was more of like, we're trying to love and hug and hold you, not like a cheer for as a fan, but a cheer as someone who would give anything to just sit with you and hold you for a minute to help you through what has to be the greatest nightmare of your life, losing not only your husband but your daughter. And then Beyonce gets up there, and look, her voice is say what you want about the dancing and the theatrics and everything, she has an incredibly angelic, beautiful voice. And when she opened up her lungs and she just began to sing, with those pictures of Kobe and the videos we saw of Gianna, it just tore your heart out. It really did. And I don't think people were prepared for how much you were going to hurt for everyone who lost their lives, but Gianna even more so than Kobe.
Kevin, you talked about Vanessa walking out there with the girls. I said earlier, it took a tremendous amount of courage just to be there, to sit there and listen must have been so hard. But then for her to get up on the stage, and I don't know if you've had any experience, but I haven't really heard Vanessa Bryant ever speak. She doesn't do a lot of interviews, doesn't do a lot of media. I mean, you see her there with Kobe sometimes. And to deliver just that powerful message of love and remembrance that she did, it absolutely floored me.
You know, the interesting thing about Vanessa is she has never really wanted to chase the limelight. And remember, she married him when she was still a teenager, and she has grown up in Hollywood. She's just 37 years old. She has so much life left, and she has always enjoyed being mama and being Kobe's greatest supporter and being at those games and watching him and being there because he needed and loved her support. But she's not a person who really chases down and seeks out the limelight. And they had this beautiful life that they had built after basketball with the girls and Kobe, and they'd fallen into this rhythm of, you know, the babies and putting them to bed every night together. Kobe driving the girls to school, him coaching the girls each and him coaching Gigi's team each and every night. So for her to first go to church with Kobe and then hear from TMZ and other sources that there had been a crash and that her baby and her husband were dead, to bury them, to deal with the unthinkable and just the craziness of that accident and why were they flying into that fog on that day, and then to have to come and speak before 20,000 people for the first time ever, and the first time ever you speak, it's to talk about the loss of your husband and your child. I mean, her strength, the only time that I've ever seen someone match that strength, I feel, in the celebrity world, was when Jennifer Hudson's mother and nephew were killed. Jennifer Hudson went to the coroner's office to identify her nephew's body. And to this day, I look at that woman and I just say, how did you walk into that building and identify that little 9-year-old boy who got shot in the head? And that's what Vanessa matched that with, her strength.
We were talking to Kevin Frazier here on Ben and Woods this morning, and it was a very somber day. And, you know, we all knew Michael and Kobe were tight, you know, the two of the greatest to ever do it. Of course, they're going to share ideas and talk, but Michael Jordan's raw emotion yesterday was something that even took me by surprise. Been following Jordan, you know, his whole career. I was in Chicago during the great run, and watching that was surreal, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, when you think about it, when were the times that we really, really saw emotion from Michael Jordan?
When they won a championship.
Not during his play.
When they won a championship.
Well, but that emotion, we only saw the real raw emotion, the tears, when he won the championship after his father passed away.
Yep. 100%.
And he went in that back room and laid down on the floor and cried uncontrollably. And then at his Hall of Fame induction, which then, of course, led to all the crying Jordan memes that, you know, he has now become just as famous as his basketball career. But I think when he said, when Kobe died, a little piece of him died, and they cut away to Jeannie Buss, who was shaking her head, too, because Kobe was like her brother. Kobe to Dr. Buss was a son, and it's the reason why he remained with the Lakers throughout his career. Those two people, you know, probably felt this more, you know, as much as a family member did, because, like he said, Kobe loved to call him in the middle of the night. And we've talked to so many people who Kobe would call in the middle of the night just to ask them questions about stuff as he prepared, whether it was to get, you know, team ready or during his career. And so the raw emotion for Michael was so beautiful. It was great to see him. And you have to remember all the things they have in common. When you talk about not only two greatest players, but perhaps the two greatest marketers when it comes to shoes in the history of basketball, those two had an uncommon bond.
Yep.
Kevin, you mentioned season ticket holder for the Lakers, and I know this is incredibly unfair, but doesn't this add to the pressure for LeBron James to bring home a title for Los Angeles this year? No one should have that put on their shoulders, the extra weight of winning for an entire city in a mourning, grieving fan base. But in some ways, that's going to be the expectation. I mean, it already was. He's LeBron. It's the Lakers. This just adds to it, though, doesn't it?
Well, you have to remember what the situation that LeBron stepped into. LeBron stepped into a situation where Kobe was still the king of the castle and would have always been, because he spent 20 years here. LeBron has been a journeyman who has played, you know, he has made no qualms about that he's an Ohio kid. You know, AD played in New Orleans. So, yes, it would be beautiful if they could bring home a championship, but it will always be Kobe's castle, Kobe, Magic, Kareem. And to be anywhere near those men, he has to bring home three. And that's a lot. And that's a lot to ask. But it's just, it's the honest answer, because that place, and you saw it with this entire memorial and the memorial, that the makeshift memorial that was out there after Kobe passed away, it was his city. People in the entertainment industry, when he was nominated for an Oscar at the Oscar luncheon, the stars lost their mind. Laura Dern has been very open and honest about how she ran around trying to get a picture with Kobe. She was like, that's all I cared about. She didn't care that she was nominated. She cared about getting a picture with Kobe Bryant. And so that's what you have to understand. He owned the entertainment industry too. And so LeBron's got to do more than win one. He's got to win a couple.
Now, we're at Padres camp. We're hearing the story this morning about how Manny Machado was so starstruck during the World Series when he got to meet Kobe Bryant, and Kobe actually put his jersey on and met him before one of the games when he was playing for the Dodgers. He just had that effect on everyone, even superstars. Kevin, before you go, Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight with us. Usually, you know, you get a big memorial like this, it's part of the healing process. This isn't over. I mean, LA's not just fine now. What happens after this in your mind here with Kobe and the city of LA?
Well, I mean, I think that the next emotional thing is, you have to remember, he's going into the Hall of Fame, and there will definitely be a Kobe statue. So those are going to be incredibly emotional moments, and it's going to be a minute before we, you know, this city and everyone is healed, because there's still so much unfinished business. But, boy, that Hall of Fame induction is going to be something else. And when they put that Kobe statue up, and the question is, does it become a Kobe and Gianna statue?
Yeah.
That goes out in front of Staples.
Got to.
So
got to,
I think, right? Before the city heals, those things have to happen, and you also need time. And they need time. People need time to embrace Vanessa, because I think that she is one of the key elements to making everything heal, is that a chance to embrace her and to get to see Natalia and those little girls grow up.
Kevin, I really appreciate it. You offer a very unique perspective, the pulse of Los Angeles, both entertainment, sports, industry, really the kind of the lifeblood of that city. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys, thanks for bringing me back in the fold. I'm glad. I mean, I felt like a jilted lover for a while.
Never, ever, ever.
Not a chance.
What was
not
going
a chance.
On.
Okay. This is the man who made me wear a tuxedo for a week. I can't
believe
it.
Oh, that's right. That was pre-Woods, though.
Pre-Woods. On our SDCU fan hub. Sorry, I'm just off.
Oh, thank you for that.
Oh, no.
SDCCU
guys,
fan hotline.
We're
going to
bring back the style. We're going to bring back the style. We'll bring back the style. Don't worry. We're going to get that fixed. Because you dropped off. You dropped off.
No, you're there. You're still there. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equalizing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.